Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Scrolling with Jen and V. Yes. I am your host, Jen, and this beauty to my left is
V Greasy. Hey, scrollers.
Y'all, we are so happy to be here with y'all, and we are back with another fun-filled episode. It's about to go down, but y'all know how we got to do it and kick it off first. We got to toast it with the bevy of the night.
Yay.
Cheers, right. V. Heel
Cheers,
to heel.
Jen.
Okay.
Ooh, I love our cups, our
tumblers.
They're so cute.
We are in the rodeo season in Houston.
That's right.
Just in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
Rodeo time has officially kicked off. We got these cute little tumbler boots.
And we do it big when it comes to the rodeo.
It's
so
our
y'all
Mardi
know.
Gras.
Your
it's
girls,
our,
Jen
it's
and
Houston's
V.
Mardi Gras.
Exactly. Y'all know we had to definitely represent. So shout out to our mixologist for hooking us up with these cute
I love
tumblers.
These are so adorable.
Obsessed. Okay.
Okay, y'all. So we're going to get into the show. Okay, V, you ready?
I am so ready.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's kick it off. What do we have for the scrollers tonight starting off? What the f*** was that?
Because y'all know. Sometimes these folks on social media, they be posting stuff. I'm like, what the hell was that?
What's going on? I don't get it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kick us off, V.
All right.
But
what
the
f-
was that? All right. Do you think Wyatt is a p-?
Wyatt.
We're going to see. TikTok user Brian Kazaka posted this. Let's see what Wyatt's doing.
I can't do it.
Don't cat.
Not you have higher pain tolerance.
Yeah, probably.
You, I can't. I'm not sorry. I'm sorry. I can't.
Here. It helps.
There you go. This.
Got it, Wyatt.
Yeah. 12, 11, 10, 9.
My bad, Wyatt. You got it, OG. I'm sorry for judging you because I will admit I did. I thought you were being overdramatic. I thought you were being afraid.
What did I just watch?
They brought out the rap.
Mm-hmm.
And the electric wire.
Okay.
Electric
so they wire. Wrapped them and I guess electrocuted them.
Oh.
And the girl stood there.
What issue? Why was she so calm?
Right. Okay.
And what is the point of that contraption?
Like, why was she so calm?
And why were they peer pressuring him into a saw trap? Why were they peer pressuring him into some medieval torture? Hell, they didn't even have that technology in the medieval times. What is going on?
Yeah, what really is going on?
And you asked that question, B.
Yeah, because you know what? I just think why does a p- for even
so,
letting them do him
I
like that?
I guess it's water on the inside.
Okay.
When they step into the, I guess it looked like a little tub thing.
Yeah.
And when they step inside, I guess they strap you down. They put the plastic over you to kind of seal you.
Okay.
Seal you in with the electric wires.
I see now.
And homegirl just was taking it.
She was taking it like
cool
a G. Breezy. Like,
yeah,
are you even human? That's
my
question.
Though. That's women.
Like, girl, like you just did that with no problem. What a smile on her face.
Look how she's grabbing it like, let me
right,
get it.
Right, like, come on, dude.
Come on, dude. Get this together.
Like, you're a wimp. Why yet? I don't know.
But that I'm just saying, yeah, what the F is that?
Yeah.
Like, what did we watch?
Exactly. That's why I was like, what did we watch?
It's
like,
a,
what is
challenge,
going on?
Yeah.
Like,
some people like to feel the electrocution.
Oh, I guess it's maybe like a little kink that some people like, you know?
Yeah, it's like getting struck by lightning.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember, have you ever seen The Great Outdoors?
No, I have not.
With Chevy,
y'all know
with John Candy.
Everything.
I'm about to say Chevy Chase. John Candy.
No.
There was a dude. They went on camping with his family, and there was a dude, and they were at a bar, and he had a streak of white hair on his head.
Uh-huh.
He was a local. So
okay.
The bartender say, tell him how many times you got electrocuted. He said, six. John Candy said, oh, six times? I mean, that ain't bad. I mean, he said, six times. He was already traumatized. His body was
already used to it.
But,
I mean, you like it. I love it, I guess. I don't want to get electrocuted. Right, at all. I don't even want to put up with that challenge. No, it's
to
not.
Have, you know.
Mm-mm.
But teach his own, like I always
guess Wyatt.
Say. Teach his own.
Okay? Wyatt with the wires. Okay,
Wyatt
I get
with
it.
The wires.
Okay. Yeah, apparently so.
He a pussy.
All right. Girl, no one is worried about your chin. Ain't nobody worried, sis. I just use it at Paige Cole Makeup. Let me see that chin. Chin up, sis. Chin up.
People are freaking out because I wear a fake chin. I honestly thought this was a normal thing. Like, I genuinely thought that everyone wears a fake chin every single day. But clearly, I was wrong looking at the comments. And for me, this is just a normal thing. Like, this is my day-to-day routine. Like, I come home and I take it off, as you see. Like, I don't know what to say, really.
We don't either.
I genuinely thought this was normal. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I'm gonna still keep sticking on my chin. Like, it's nothing. Like, it's something that makes me feel confident. So, I'm gonna keep doing it. Do you know what I mean? And for me, I love that I could just take it off whenever I want. Like, I don't need to wear this all the time. This is just something that boosts my confidence, and I just love it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not hurting anyone. Like, I'm not in any pain. I'm not altering my face permanently. So, yeah, I don't see no problem with it.
Girl, look, do you. That's what pleases you.
Guess
and no, it's you... not normal. I don't think she's in America. She can't be in America. I can tell so by either. The accent. So it's not normal for Americans. Maybe for y'all, wherever you are, it is. But for us, we like, what the F was that? Like, because we don't do that.
Oh, she got a...
Is that an AirPod?
Is that an ear?
Wait a minute. What is going on with her neck?
That's
like, I'm
ear.
So confused.
That's ear.
Oh, my God. I am so turned around.
I'm turned off.
I don't understand any of this. Sis, go delete this video.
My question is, can she hear the ear pod through that?
Right. Like, girl, what is going on?
The clips in her hair.
Is this AI?
I'm just confused about a lot of stuff.
It's giving me AI. Girl, I don't know.
But my thing is, I guess she wear her chin like a person carry their purse.
I guess so.
You know?
She said she's
proud. But that looked like a lot to
it.
Put on and
yes.
take off. It just looked like a routine that my lifestyle is not
set up for.
For
that. Amen,
and
sister.
I honestly feel like nothing is wrong with your chin.
Right.
Your chin looks fine. You're actually beautiful without the lashes
yes,
and all that other stuff.
I agree.
But
apparently she doesn't
think that
way.
Did y'all peep out the ear on the neck?
I don't
with
understand.
With the ear pod in it.
An ear pod on the neck with
yeah.
the ear. Like, I don't get it. Okay. Anyway, Jen, what you got for us?
Okay.
I don't understand.
When you don't have a date to dance with, but you're a DIYer, honey.
All right.
How
now.
About that? IG user Mo Maggie posted this. I want to see this. Okay.
Get it, girl. Get it. Yes.
Her knees better than mine.
Girl. Whoa. Come on.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? Work that thing out. I
yes.
love it. You do. I love it. Have fun
Let's
with it. Because you
go.
Know, Jen, we always say you don't
Did
know
you
what people do
that,
behind closed doors.
She got that booty
doors.
Working. Her knees. She
right.
Got
she was
knees.
Getting it.
She got them Megan knees.
Okay, baby. She was like, her knees had
okay.
like springs in it, honey. They was
Ain't
working.
Ain't nothing wrong with a pink head.
Yeah, and like we always say, I don't know what folks do behind closed doors. Hey, well, that's your business. You got
if
you a
the
mate.
Walls could talk.
Right, exactly. I love that.
He took that sofa from his grandma. So he probably really fluent when it come to DIY.
Yes,
okay.
exactly.
All right, y'all, we got to take a quick commercial break. Make sure you stay right there in your seat. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with another segment. What we got for them, V?
Plot twist. Keep it locked, y'all. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. We have reached the second part of tonight's show. What we got from Jay Boogie?
Ooh, woo! Plot twist!
Oh, the twists and turns of these stories. How do they really go? Like, what is happening?
What's the final conclusion?
Yes.
Like, what are we really talking about?
Unpredictable.
What really happened?
Right? And I'm going to kick us off, Jean.
Please do.
This girl's. She's got a face for catfishing. Mm-hmm. And y'all know we don't like the catfish. Y'all know we don't like it. I just use it at Big Brave Babe. I like that handle. Let me see. Did you catfish somebody, girl?
Probably.
Why does everybody ask me if I'm Latina? Isn't it obvious?
Latina, mami.
I
mean, come on, y'all.
Slim in the face, but thick in the waist.
Yeah, that up close is right? Like.
Yeah,
that
girl.
Up close would have me thinking totally different body wise.
I'm telling you, I'm thinking you got like, you know, a smile, a little refined waist, a big booty, hips,
frame.
Yeah.
Cuts everything else off.
Exactly. Ooh, looks can definitely be deceiving, you know, when it comes to baby. Oh, wow.
Wow. Would y'all go for it, ninjas?
Beautiful
Latinas,
woman. Baby,
Latinos.
You hot. Yes.
I mean, she's still gorgeous.
Right.
I don't care if she's 500.
Exactly. She's
still
hot.
A beautiful woman.
But girl,
you know?
Can't be out there fooling people like that.
Girl,
you know?
Girl, I've been like.
You can't be fooling folks.
That reminds me of Friday.
Which part?
When he said. Talking about she looked like Janet Jackson.
Yes,
got out
smoking.
The car looking more like Freddie Jackson.
Yes.
He said, yeah, she looked just like Janet Jackson. He said, ooh, call up.
Yes.
Call up. Say, got out the car looking more like Freddie Jackson.
He sure did.
Say, talking about she looked like Janet Jackson.
Yeah, shout out to Chris Tucker. That was hilarious. I love that. Yeah.
But look, she's still gorgeous.
Yes,
I mean,
she
but
is.
I do get it. I do get the catfishing part.
Girl, you can't be fooling people.
Yeah.
Though.
Be
upfront.
You're
about beautiful,
that.
Girl.
Yeah.
Take me thick. Take me as I am.
Yeah. Shoot. Yeah, I like that. All right, y'all. Well, you got to make the birthday girl's day extra special. How about that?
Yes,
we always like that on a birthday.
That's a
requirement. We're the birthday queens. We like a special day.
We sure do.
IG user urban_runner_Denmark posted this. Don't you
dare be invited to make it a special day. Baby.
That's hilarious.
Plot freaking twist.
Girl,
I thought getting it in.
Baby, I thought something
sheets.
Totally different.
Girl,
I thought something totally different. Look at this fool.
Oh, baby, because it's like he humping. He getting it in. Like, oh, baby,
making
I'm
the birthday
I'm in
girl's
now.
Day special.
Like, you feel that, baby? You feel that pipe?
But he still did in the polar bear.
He did. Oh, my
he
God.
He still did.
That's a definite pipe.
That
plot
is
twist.
A great.
I love it.
Real.
And she was enjoying herself. That, she was just dancing
said,
away. Like, hey, it's my birthday. It's my birthday.
I love
it. Love it. Love it.
That is cute.
All right, y'all. More of plot twist. Telling my wife we need to talk.
Oh,
I don't like that. Oh, I just use it at AlexQuist_. What you told your wife?
Courtney, we really need to talk.
Why? You hate those
you
words, right?
Sit down for this, honestly.
Oh, okay. Sit down. Now
okay,
I want to stand
you
up.
You just want to take a seat. Okay. Can you just promise me you're not going to get mad at me?
What did you do?
You've always told me that you want me to be honest, right? Like 100%?
Yes.
All right, then please just promise me you're not going to get mad at me.
What did you... What?
Just pinky swear.
Okay.
Pinky swear.
Like, oh gosh, I'm just scared. I don't want you to like divorce me or something.
It's
like,
so bad you think
me.
I'm going to divorce you?
Like, I don't think so.
We
but
don't even say the D word.
I was in your bathroom taking a dump and we ran out of toilet paper and I had to wipe.
With
so
what?
I just grabbed the nearest thing and
it better not be one of my blouses
on the floor.
Better not be on my bra.
So I forgot about it until now. I just feel really bad.
What shirt?
I'm sorry.
What shirt?
It was one of your blue ones.
Dude, I can't.
Babe, you might want
oh!
to.
Oh, sh- literally.
Oh! What did he say? I got thrown
out. I got
screaming.
Drowned. Yeah, he drowned out when I saw the back of her shirt.
Oh my gosh.
The it's on the shirt.
It was one of your blue ones.
Dude, I can't.
Babe, you might want to change shirts, babe. I'm sorry.
Oh!
I would have been
damn.
Like, this is disgusting.
Oh my God. Yeah, we are going to be divorcing.
This is disgusting.
Because you got a doodle on my damn shirt.
Ugh.
Oh, y'all, that was crazy plot twist. But we got to take it to a quick
gosh.
Commercial break.
Oh,
but when we come back,
gosh.
We got something oh so special for you guys. Mm-hmm. Jen, what we got for the good people?
Oh, we got What That Mouth Do. But y'all, it ain't the regular What That Mouth Do edition. It's
rodeo style. Keep it locked with your girl.
You don't want to miss this. What's up? We're back from commercial break. But like we said, we have another segment coming up for you guys for this last part of the show. And V.
Yes.
What is the segment that we got for the peoples?
What that mouth do? Rodeo edition. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
Y'all,
Y'all you would not check
believe
us out. Yes.
The crazy things that we tasted out on the rodeo field. Yes. Okay. Rodeo Carnival is everything here in Houston. But me and V, we dug into
we did a little something. So man, y'all gotta check it out. Check it out.
See what these mouths did.
Giddy up, giddy up.
Yum, 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 yum.
All right, y'all, I'm gonna introduce us to a variety of different types of foods. Y'all know we go big and better right here in Texas. Mm-hmm. And we love to eat. Yes, yes.
We love to eat.
So let's listen in.
All right, so
what you got for us?
We love barbecue here at Biggie's on the RCS Carnival. Okay. We got some of the most amazing things. Okay. Turkey legs have been famous at the rodeo for years.
Yes, they have.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, we're all struggling a little bit, right? Things got expensive.
And they do. They're very expensive.
And it's not because they have to be. It's just because turkey and chicken poultry is very expensive.
Right.
And here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
We made it affordable for everybody to be able to come to the rodeo.
Come on. Okay. What's up?
You can't beat that. You cannot beat that.
We love that. Okay, so. Love that. Affordability.
Right. Quality.
This is a regular turkey leg right here.
Oh, wow.
Regular turkey leg. These range anywhere from $20 to $25 on the fairgrounds, wherever you're at, because they're expensive. However,
okay. All right.
Here's what we're doing here. Right here, the mini meat turkey leg.
Okay. The mini meat. I love that.
Leg. It's only $16. By the way, they're a little juicier and a little more tender.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
So it's just a little bit of a smaller bird.
Mm-hmm.
But we figured out a program with one of our suppliers.
Love that.
They were going to do smaller birds for us, so we're smoking a little bit smaller leg.
Mm-hmm.
So now everybody in the family can afford to have one.
What's that?
Wow. By the way,
I call this the giblet. That's the bite
giblet.
Right there.
Right.
That's the bite.
Okay.
Right there.
That's the bite. All right.
Who's going to take the first bite?
You want to take one too?
You going to bite one too?
Mm.
Come on. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Let's see what this
does.
Here we go. Veronica, when I say it is full of flavor,
there's a giblet.
It is tender. It is delicious. Baby, look at that skin. Look at that skin. And so for you, if you were thinking like, you know what? I want to go to rodeo, but everything is so expensive. I can't do it. Guess what? Dominique says you can. Okay. Affordability. So come out here and enjoy yourself. Get some food. Tell them Jen and V sent you, right? Tell them Jen and V sent you. And you got it on tape and it's $16.
Mm-hmm. We're always looking to bring new and exciting things, right? Because
absolutely.
It's all about different fusions, different flavors, different cultures.
Right. Absolutely. French
These
fries are amazing.
These are the famous Dutch fries. This is a black truffle mayo with Parmesan cheese.
Oh, wow.
Look at this bad boy right
here.
Grab another one. Here we go.
There's plenty of them to go around.
Right.
Try
I'm gonna, yeah, we're gonna definitely grab. We're gonna dig in.
Black truffle mayo. Parmesan cheese.
Y'all.
These, when I tell you, they are so flavorful. I love the taste of the potato. You can taste every single ingredient that's in here. Look at all of that.
Y'all, they crunch, they crunchy, they fresh. These are some fresh fries. You know what? You can get this.
I was just about
nowhere
to say that.
Nowhere else.
The rodeo Houston.
This is gourmet all the way, baby. Let me tell you, that truffle mayo.
That truffle is good.
It's so delicate and so good.
Yeah.
That's one of the condiments that we've never, in America, that we've never put on french fries. We use ketchup, we use hot honey, we do all this other fun stuff.
But nothing like this.
But not this right here. So this one is amazing. We think is gonna be a fan favorite.
And we think that we're gonna sell a lot of these because that mayo is delicious.
And y'all look at this.
Y'all look at this.
This is shareable too.
Yeah, you cannot go wrong.
You can share this with a person. Come out here.
Right.
Everybody don't have to get individual.
Exactly.
This is a nice conversation.
Your family, date night.
This is almost 2 pounds of french fries.
Yeah. Wow.
This is enough to feed between 3 and 4 people.
There you go.
It's only $12. So when you think about it, about $3-4 a person. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, I love a great Nashville.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Chicken sandwich.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is one of the best ones you'll ever try.
Oh.
It's all about the pickles and the chicken. We make this Nashville hot sauce right here with all that butter.
Oh, butter. I like how you said that.
The butter.
The cayenne and the garlic. And we dip that chicken comes hot out of the fryer.
Oh, nice.
And it's still sizzling.
And do I see some coleslaw, Dominique?
Oh, wow. Just any kind of coleslaw. This is Biggie's coleslaw. This is just my mom loved this. The right, it's not too sweet, it's not too tart. Compliments the pickles. Take a bite out of that one.
Will do.
Show your viewers what that looks like.
And y'all know us Texas girls, we love to eat. So that's one thing we gonna do, and it's gotta be delicious.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Wait for it. Here it comes. Wait. Here comes the heat.
Uh-oh.
Here comes the heat. It's about a 4 or 5 second, and then it starts to come at you.
Yeah.
And you get, oh,
you
yeah.
You can feel the heat. You can feel the burn. You can feel the yeah. burn. It looks hella
try it out,
amazing.
Man. What that mouth do? Let me
all right, let's see.
For
okay, you.
You
got it? All right.
I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Let me
By the
pick
way,
her up.
A beautiful brioche bun. Mm-hmm. Toasted, buttered, and toasted on that brioche bun. Nothing but the highest quality when you come to the rodeo on the RCS Carnival Midway.
Dominique, that is superb. That is superb, man.
Hey, Nashville, bring it on, baby.
Right.
How dare you find a better Nashville chicken?
No.
You know what?
You got it on the rodeo.
It has a really nice kick, and you still can taste the flavor. One thing I don't like is when something is way too hot and you can't even experience or taste
the
food.
Yeah, it's the perfect heat.
But this is the perfect amount of heat, and you can still taste the meat.
Yep.
Y'all got me?
Oh,
so this is amazing. It's so good.
I'm gonna wash it down with another fry.
Right, yeah. This is amazing food. Again, this is like one of a kind, exclusive type of food you can only get at the Houston Rodeo. So y'all come on out. Dominique already told you the food is affordable. Mm-hmm. So come on, bring your family, bring your boo thing, you know, come
on out. I promise y'all gonna dream about the food after you come to rodeo eating. You're gonna be dreaming about it the next morning.
Yes.
You're gonna want it again.
Yes.
So what we got up next, Dominique?
So
you know what? Let's mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get something sweet and fresh and a little healthy.
Ooh. Oh, healthy. Do we want healthy, Dominique? Do we want healthy at the rodeo?
What? One of the best things about coming to the rodeo are all the fresh lemonades and the micheladas.
Okay.
We debuted this year at the RCS Carnival 2 years ago. These micheladas are the finest and freshest of fruity drinks that you've ever had.
Okay.
Mango. Cucumber, lime, strawberry, pineapple, strawberries and cream. And by the way, Houston, the best horchata you will ever, ever taste. It's that good, it's that fresh.
Right.
The fresh vanilla bean in the horchata is amazing.
Okay.
I've got a couple different flavors that we're gonna go try. The cards are rimmed with chamoy and a little chili lime tahini sauce.
That's I love tahini,
honey.
Yes.
Fresh chopped mango on the top as well.
That looks so good.
Strawberry,
please.
So pretty. Do y'all see this? Only at Rodeo Houston is y'all gonna ever get something like this. Like you said, it is fresh. It is the freshest you will ever, ever have. I got some in my teeth? Of course I do. And I'm about to get this in my teeth too.
This has got to be some of the most refreshing drink that you will have when you come to the rodeo. The micheladas, we have 3 locations here, one on the far end of the Midway, one in the middle by Kidland, and one down in Kid Country.
Cheers.
We love these lots. Is
Cheers.
That delicious?
Yes, this is absolutely delicious.
Super yummy, super fresh.
And y'all know your girl B love flavor. Does this have flavor? Absolutely it does. This is so delicious. I got the watermelon, so it tastes just like watermelon. And y'all know I love watermelon. It's my favorite fruit. This is so good and refreshing.
Okay, now this one, listen, I'm gonna warn you. This one's a little messy, so when you eat it, kind of eat it out here.
Oh, yeah.
So this is brand new, first time ever at the Houston Livestock Show Rodeo, the Loco Borracho Elote.
Oh!
This right here is a spicy cheddar cheese sauce with Parmesan cheese and tahini seasoning. You dip it in here, and you just go for it.
Come
on! Put it down, and you pour the rest on.
All right.
You know what? Hold on. You need a cord. Oh, it's going to be you.
Yeah, it's going to be me.
Don't be
You got it?
I got it.
All right.
Oh,
all right.
No.
Remember,
all right.
Burn it.
All right. Here
don't
we go.
Don't forget to tilt out, B.
Right, he's safe.
And tilt out.
Dip it. Dip it.
Right.
You
dip it.
Oh.
Yeah,
you're
that's a heavy dip.
Woo,
look at that. Oh, my gosh.
That's it.
All right.
That's your money.
To do that. I'm going in, y'all.
It's hot, too.
That's good. Oh, that is so good.
It's good, B.
Who would have thought cheese and corn would go together? This does. This is so good.
Spicy cheese.
So flavorful.
Tahini. Don't forget.
Oh the juice is wild.
That was a bite.
This is good.
Oh, that was a bite. So the best part about it is you keep dipping. When you get down to here, then you just start pouring it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. This is so good. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We use a nice Mexican lager beer. The alcohol cooks out.
Right.
Sorry, guys, you ain't getting any beer, but you get all the beer flavor. Alcohol cooks out.
Yeah.
It goes great with the corn. We love this one. It's brand new. We think this is going to be one of the hottest new items at the rodeo.
This is delicious.
This is so good.
Dominican's delicious. I could use that sauce for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You could be drinking it.
Come on.
Pouring it all over yourself.
Come on. Like,
hang over here.
Right.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Let's be real.
This is good. This is so good. I love it.
What a
journey. What a ride it has been with you.
You are the perfect host.
Yes, you are.
You are the perfect host.
You are everything and then some.
You are well-rounded.
Everything.
The hostess
and what's that?
Yeah. Do you see this?
Dominique is the man.
Dominique is
the man.
Okay?
Yes. Bragging rights. Bragging rights.
Thank you so much, Dominique.
Yes, thank you. This has been fun.
Yes.
And we're full. Full of fun.
It's rodeo time.
Yes.
Let's eat.
Right.
Yes.